Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at TheObesityRevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Yes, that's right. This is the Obesity Revolution podcast, and I am Sean Mulroney. And of course, you could find me on everything social media at I am Sean Mulroney. Go to TheObesityRevolution.com, and you can find me there. And I'm so glad that you listen to our podcast. You're in for a great episode, I believe, you know, not just because it's me speaking, but I believe it's going to be good. And I just want to say thank you for joining us. And this podcast is brought to you by The Obesity Revolution. And, you know, at The Obesity Revolution, we focus on four main principles that I always try to get across is to identify, educate, inspire, and execute. And we work with the obese community. We have our free community, the Obesity Revolution Support Group, and I encourage you to go there because we will give you resources, we'll give you encouragement, we'll give you acceptance. And, you know, obesity does not define me. It doesn't define you. And, you know, if you go to the Obesity Revolution Support Group, it's no cost whatsoever. You go there, you get support, you get a community of people that will love you, that no judgment, no judgment-free zone, nobody going to come in there and give you, try to sell you a bunch of stuff. We keep that stuff out of there as far as the East is from the West. And we also want you to join our movement, the obesityrevolution.com, the Tour VIP membership, which that's $19.99 a month, 63 cents a day. And it has everything. It has everything that I started out with. My first meal plan that Brandon put me on, that I lost 100 pounds, and so forth. We have the workouts. We have the meal plan. Shopping list, to-do list, you know, everything. I mean, it's all lined out there for you, step-by-step, 21-day challenge. So, if not, like I said, I want you all to go to our free group, the Obesity Revolution support group, and we're going to be there to welcome you. And I want to talk about this. Here's the skinny on what we would call obesity. Yeah, the skinny, right? That's what I'm using. Everybody, you know, says that, you know, the skinny is good and obesity is bad. And granted, obesity is bad, but you are not a bad person for being obese. That's what I want you to understand, is you're here, and I want to let you know what to expect out of this. You know, obesity and fighting with obesity is not easy. I'm going to say that. I will say that till I turn blue in the face. The struggle is real. And, you know, sometimes what's amazing to me is that, you know, the things that are real and the things that aren't real that we put in our mind, it's hard to decipher whether what's real and what's in our mind. And more than not, the things that are in our mind become more real than what reality is. And it's things that we say. And if we don't start in the mind and get that down, because the skinny is that if you don't get your mind in control and what the body, the mind believes the body achieves. And it's all about doing the things that we need to understand. And I'm here to lead you to the answers. That's my goal. I want to be the answer to lead you to the answers. I'm trying to find the answers. I'm going through trial and error. And like I said, I always feel like I'm the world's largest lab rat. And I can't get away from that. And I'm fine with that. And, you know, I want to show people as I relate to my weight loss journey that it's not easy. And, you know, I want to make sure that you're having the support that you need along your journey. That's why we talk about the free support group. That's why we have the support, because support and accountability are vital. You know, get the support that you need. Everybody needs that. We need validation. If you get validated, you get a voice. And that's what we have. We're going to give you a voice. And, you know, it's a time of healing. And, you know, that's the skinny. I mean, you got to heal, you know, from the inside out, not from the outside in. And we think that, well, if I work out, I'm going to be fine. Well, there's a things that it's the three sides, you know, of the triangle of health. You got the mind, the body, and the soul, okay, the spirit. And if you don't deal with all three of those things, it's going to be off balance, because we are a trichotomy. And I share with you everything. I mean, I get vulnerable. I show the ups, the downs, sometimes the downs, the downs, the downs, the downs, the ups, the downs, the downs, the you know, fail all the time. It's sometimes more downs than us, but it's about enjoying the process and trusting the process. That's what somebody asked me the other day. They texted me, said, "Hey, Sean, how are you doing?" I said, all I said was trusting the process. And it's about trusting that process. So I want to go through all these things so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And so you don't waste the time searching for resources that we have already found. And it's for you. I mean, this is the skinny. This you read the skinny. I mean, on obesity, that there's never been a true essence except of what it all entails, because it's so complex. And, you know, it comes to the point of that, you know, what happens to me may not necessarily happen to you, but that's okay. And we're all different, but we are all fighting for the same goal, to get our lives on track to great health, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. All these things matter, because this journey may get messy, but you aren't doing it alone. Don't do this alone. I beg you, reach out to us. Get in our free community. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. Follow me on social media, because you don't have to do this alone, because it does get messy, okay? Please, 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 please. You know, having somebody to go through this journey with, it makes a huge difference. And the goal is to keep you moving forward, okay? Positively forward, so that you can understand and you can take it, you know, by the horns and say, I'm going through this, but I'm not walking alone. I'm walking with somebody that understands. And I understand. I understand what not to do than what I understand what to do. But like I said, I'm figuring out this nutrition. I'm figuring out my body. What's going on? My body's been so used to being obese, it doesn't want to get away from it. I mean, it's totally transformed my body in a negative way. And that's what you need to understand, is obesity transforms you. It really does. It transforms you in a way that your body's not made to go. And that's a catastrophe. I mean, my bones aren't made to carry this weight. My joints, my hips, my shoulders, our frames aren't made to, you know, carry, you know, 200, 300, 400 pounds over, or even 50 pounds over, because you're going to feel it. And then your body gets accustomed. It's amazing. Our bodies are amazing, that the fact that how they adapt. And I hate to say that my body adapted to obesity. And I'm trying to get it. Listen to me. Listen to this. Listen. This is the skinny, okay? It's a play on words. This is the skinny. If you want to get skinny, okay? And it's not about getting skinny. It's about getting healthy, okay? Here's the skinny on getting healthy. Let's say that. Here's the skinny on getting healthy. And so what happens is we need to watch, you know, that it makes the goal is to keep you moving forward. and not to watch you wallow in self-doubt, and not to watch and witness you verbally abuse yourself. You can't do that. Just get that out, cut it out. Verbal abuse from yourself, you bullying yourself, needs to get cut out. It needs to stop, okay? And yes, we're all going to have bad days, okay? We will. Bad weeks, bad months, bad time, you know, seasons, you know. But misery loves company, and none of us can afford to take a trip on the miserable train as a passenger or as the conductor, okay? You need to stop. You need to check off of that train, get on the positivity train, and get on the right path to encouragement and get around people that are going to encourage you, okay? Because it's important for you to always remember that a bad moment doesn't need to become a bad day, a bad week, or even a bad month. And you don't have to throw everything out that it's a bad day. It's keeping your experience in perspective so that you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And you're going to have them good days. You're going to have them terrible days. You're going to have them sucky days. And you're going to have great days. And it feels like, to be honest, it feels like that the sucky days outweigh the good days. But that's just what we put in our mind. And you got to make sure that you feed the mind with positive things, what you read, what you watch. You know, because if you need resources for counseling, and a lot do, they come to us, or coaching, emotional support training, which that's why we have Brandon. We, you know, Brandon has, you know, Amanda. Them coaches are amazing. And we will get you in contact with someone who is professionally equipped to help you and to guide you as you navigate and overcome your tough times. Because we've all had tough times, and we'll continue to have them. Life has kicked the crap out of us, and at some point, and, you know, at some point, it's totally turned us in for, you know, a loop, and I get that, but we are no longer victims, okay? We are taking control of our lives one day at a time, 1 hour, 1 minute. You know, other resources we provide are things like nutritional information based on your dietary needs and goals, exercise information that is tailored to your level of movement or your limitations, and referrals to companies that provide, you know, wraps, equipment, and tools for physical needs like lymphedema, cooking definitions, and, you know, instructions for folks who may have never cooked before. See, we're always moving forward positively, okay? Always showing you how and where you can be met. We'll meet you where you're at, okay? That's what this is about. That's what the obesity is all about. That's what we do. And loving you the whole time. And I'm here to be the person that I needed when I was in the darkest period of my life. And when I needed answers, when I needed resources, but I couldn't find them. I Googled them. I searched them. I was up, you know, I was down, and I had nowhere to go. I couldn't, you know, properly, you know, find my way out. It was like I was getting deeper and deeper in despair and discouragement and depression and despondency, and I couldn't do it. It was like that perfect storm. And this is the skinny. Here it is. That perfect storm, you know, that comes from, you know, the fast food, the stress, you know, the sleep patterns, the serving sizes, you know, chemicals and food, you know, lack of exercise, you know, all the, you know, technology, you know, being where, you know, I didn't need to be. And it was like that perfect storm that I had to find out, you know, what was bringing me down this path, okay? Because the skinny is that the damages due to obesity, okay, from, you know, there's cancer, you know, heart disease, dementia, you know, polycystic ovarian syndrome, you know, non-alcoholic liver. It's like, you know, somebody that has cirrhosis of the liver, you know, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, you know, all of these things are in play. And things, like I said, I'm thank God I'm not a diabetic. You know, I have a good blood sugar. I have, you know, a great cholesterol, good and bad. I mean, my numbers are great. But it's all these things. This is the skinny that people don't tell us. They don't, you know, have the answers. And people are trying to figure it out. And even, you know, the people that think that they've tried to figure it out, that, okay, here's what you need to do, X, Y, and Z, without really getting down to the bare, you know, brass tacks to help us. And, you know, that even the skinny on what's the difference between physical activity, you know, and exercise, okay? You know, you think exercise, whenever you're sedentary, you know, you do it, you know, when you exercise, you got to do this to get yourself where you need to be so your joints don't hurt. I'm telling you that, you know, exercise, you know, working out is that's not where the success of weight loss is. It's in the kitchen. You know, you can exercise till you turn blue in the face, but if you have a bad, you know, meal plan and that you're not leading a healthy lifestyle in your food, you're not going to have success. And I'm telling you that from experience. And people go to the gym and they think that they can outwork a bad diet. Well, you can't. And I even hate that word diet, but a bad, you know, meal plan. You know, and then physical activity usually, you know, involves sports, having fun, and that's what happens, especially me, you know, whenever you're 400, 500, 600 pounds, you know, your physical, activity is going to be bare minimum, if anything. And so this is the skinny on it. This is what we want to try to accomplish and that we're getting answers. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits to physical activity, you know, a lot. And there's the benefits, you know, outweigh, you know, the non-things, even when it hurts, because it attributes to less stress. And, you know, it also benefits to the mental and emotional health, you know, of a person, like, you know, thinking more clearly. Once, you know, whenever I lost that 100 pounds, you know, when I'm and still doing it, or even staying clear of eating properly, you know, that brain fog, you know, the feeling, you know, of, you know, you eat foods that, man, there's so much inflammation that comes from some of the foods that we eat. The sugar, I mean, sugar, man, is outrageous on the inflammation that it causes. And, you know, it's even to the handling, you know, stress better. You know, it also, you know, with higher, you know, self-esteem, and there's so many benefits, you know, on living a healthy lifestyle. But what happens is we get, you know, pain, and we live in the pain, and we become comfortable being overweight, that, you know, we just sit there like a bump on a log, or like I said, like a blob. I mean, that's what I was doing, is I was, because it hurt, but you get so used and comfortable. I'm just being 100% here. You get used to people taking care of you. And listen to me, if you're struggling, I get it. I mean, I'm talking to you like I know what I went through. And it's like you're there, and then your mental, your emotional health, your physical health, everything is there. I mean, this is the skinny. I mean, when you're not skinny, this is the skinny. You know, it's like, here I am and I'm comfortable. So you're comfortable being uncomfortable in a bad place, but you stay there and rather do that because misery loves company, right? Well, there's so many benefits, and that's what you need to understand. You know, it benefits to, you know, to social health. And, you know, so, because that's what we need to do to develop in this life. You know, we need, you know, maintain friendships. And most people I know that are morbidly obese, they cut off their family, they cut off their friends. And that's what I did. You live in a box, you hide in the shadows, you know, and we don't work well as a group. We don't want to be in a group where we have so much anxiety, and we don't know how to resolve conflicts because, you know, we're there, we're in, you know, stewing, you know, in our obesity, and the list goes on. And how, you know, would having a strong, you know, physical fitness affect the other two sides of the health spectrum? Okay, think about it. You know, you're going to be happier. Okay, Losing weight or being in a weight loss lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, is going to make you happier. And it's not just about being happy, because things make you happy. You know, talking about that eternal joy, that intrinsic joy that comes from knowing that you're putting into your body what you need to do. And, you know, when you're happy, you have a good balance, you know, with mental, emotional health. And it's so important to have that mental and emotional health, okay? And all the way down to cardiovascular, you know, fitness. You know, it's like getting that cardio up, getting our heart rate up, because it's already up. You know, you walk, whenever you're way overweight, you walk a few feet, your heart rate's up. And I get that. And, you know, it's like I want to go a long distance without getting out of breath. I don't want to be panting, you know, whenever I'm looking for a seat to go. And it's just it's messed up to where even the body, you know, composition is off. I mean, to measure it, you know, and we can't determine, you know, the leanness of the fat and the muscle. And it's taken over even all the way down to flexibility. And this is the true skinny. You know, we move, we don't have a full range of motion, you know, and we can't do the right kind of motion because, you know, our muscular strength, you know, our endurance, you know, like lifting things or even lifting ourselves, you know, to get out of a chair, doing day-to-day activities. I mean, it's just over the top. I mean, I'm living this with you. And you that are listening to this that aren't obese and want to help people in our situation, and if you have somebody that you, a loved one that is obese and struggling, don't preach to them. Don't look down on them. Don't say, well, you know you need to lose weight, because we do know we need to lose weight. Well, this is the skinny. If you want us to be skinny, you got to get the skinny. You got to understand what's going on. And there's a difference between health-related fitness and skill-related fitness, okay? You think about sports, you know the agility, the balance, the power, you know, our speed, you know, it's gone. And then even, you know, the health, the quality of life, our cardiovascular fitness, our body composition, you know, muscular strength, all these things, you know, are gone with the wind. You know, it just is gone with the wind. You know, frankly, my dear, I don't, you know, give a damn. That's why I feel like Clark Gable talking to us whenever with our obesity. And, you know, think about what risk factors, you know, that we have. And my thing is I had to come to this point. Even Brandon and I have had many talks, you know, and Brandon's a master at modification. What can I modify, okay? That's what I need to understand. What can I do that I need to modify? And how can I, you know, cater? Because if you can't, you can't run a marathon. You know, you can't sprint. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, go long, you know, even just getting up. Even doing, you know, box squats, moving your arms for however long you can do that, because, you know, there's certain types of cancers that come with obesity, you know, and you think all these the factors that cause, you know, that is it, like I told you, it's not simple, you know, it's all based on our gender, our age, you know, heredity, you know, high blood pressure. You know, all these things that run through our family, it's not just us. And that's what we do, is society and people have beat us up and say, how did you let yourself get that? Well, there's no rhyme or reason to it. And people think that it's so simple. Well, guess what? It's not. And, you know, the skinny is that the risk factors, you know, do you have control over your becoming physically active? Do you have control over eating habits? Yes. You know, do you have control over, you know, smoking and stress? Yes, we do. And we need to modify those things and find out, let me do what I can control and what I can do. because we get frustrated because we try to take care of things that are out of our control. You know, what influences your attitude during, you know, toward fitness, okay? You know, the people that you're around, you know, the media, you know, society. We can't, you know, surround yourself with the right people. You know, if people are going to, you know, want to eat bad and poorly, cut them out. Even in the family, you know what I'm saying? Families, that's what makes it hard too. And so the question you need to ask yourself is, what can you do to adhere to a fitness plan? And you ready for this? Here's the skinny. Are you ready? Oops, I don't even, this is so complex. Commitment. Did you hear that? Commitment. If you're not committed for the long haul, you're already going to have short-term success. Did you hear that? If you're not going to be committed for the long haul, you're going to have short-term success, if any. You need to be committed. And the question is, are you? What are you willing to do? Who are you willing to reach out to? Are you willing to join our free support group? Take that first step. You're listening to this? Reach out to us. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. Take a step in the right direction. I know you're scared. I know you think that there's no hope. Well, the Obesity Revolution is a hope dealership. That's what we deal. We don't deal dope. We deal hope. Are you understanding me? And so some of the benefits of personal fitness, okay, is stress reduction. Man, I tell you what, I've never wanted to go to the gym. I never wanted to do a workout. But I'm going to tell you this. After a workout, it is the greatest, I'm telling you what, the greatest antidepressant there ever is. I feel amazing. I'm talking my clarity. And it's we talk ourselves out of things that are so helpful for us because we don't want to endure a little pain. And sometimes you got to go through pain to get out of pain. Are you hearing that? And, you know, the stress reduction, the levels of function, health, fitness, you know, increase. Life expectancy increases. Listen, I don't know what it is, but for every so many pounds you put X a number of years back on your life and you lose that. And even when it helps with our knees, it takes off pounds of, you know, pressure off of our knees, you know, the self-esteem, you know, the confidence that you get, you know what I mean? The physical, you know, performance increases and it becomes like your life, you're taking your life back is what you're doing. That's the skinny. And so what are some steps that you need to make in order to have a behavioral change? Well, beginning to climb, okay, is hard. I'm just going to be honest with you. Going to the gym or reaching out's the hardest thing. Once you do that and you break that ice, you're not going to be sorry. I promise you. So if you're skeptical, you don't know where to go, that's what I'm here for. That's what I am going through. We're going through this together. You know, planning a journey, having that plan, staying on track and staying at the top of where you go. If you fall down, you get right back up. You know, and you think about it. What is moderate activity? Okay, you can do moderate activity. You know, maybe you can't mow the lawn, but you can do something. How about walking up a couple steps and coming back down? How about, you know, go and do five more things that you didn't do yesterday? How about doing one thing that you didn't do yesterday? And the list goes on and on and on, because the thing is, the skinny is that you can do this. I promise you, I know you can. And if somebody would have told me, Sean, you're going to be morbidly obese and you are going to have a rough time mentally, and it is going to take a toll on every fiber of your being. And I never chose, this wasn't my plan. This wasn't my goal whenever I sat, you know, playing sports, when I played baseball, you know, go to practice 2-3 times a week, you know, go to football practice, you know, playing games, you know what I'm saying, all-star games, you know, traveling all-stars. I mean, it was never my goal. Man, I'm going to be obese. Yeah, I can't wait. No, that wasn't it. The skinny is you need to reach out. And you need to commit. And you need to take the first step. And that's what I'm offering you right now. Come on in, the water's fine. If I can do it, you can do it. I love you all. And pass this on. If you heard this podcast, give it to somebody that you, maybe you know. Don't let your words come between you and the person that you know is obese, because it's going to go over like screen doors on a submarine. But if they hear it, or reach out to me, you know, come to the group, you know, the support group, you know, go to the Obesity Revolution, reach out to us. The email is right there. And my assistant Carrie will get you, and we'll set an appointment. If somebody you can't talk to and you want me to talk to them, I feel that I'm the answer to lead people to the answer. That's my whole mission. And I'm going through this. I'm going through this with them. You're going through it with me. We are a community. We got this. Listen to me. We need to get healthy and stay healthy. And reach out. Join our free support group on Facebook. And go to theobesityrevolution.com. Join our movement and join our free group. Until next time, we got this. You matter. And you just got the skinny on what it is to be fat and obese. But listen, there's answers, there's resources, and now cut the excuses out. And your goals should be to get healthy. Till next time, I love you all, and reach out and do something and take your life back.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.